I'm going to Ethiopia to do the Great Ethiopian Run on the 23rd of November as a ambassador for VLM charity.
And how long is this Ethiopian Run, and in what kind of conditions will you be running in?
I think as far as I know, the run's in the morning, so it's similar weather to Ireland in the summertime. It's about 20 degrees. The run's 10 kilometers, but the biggest challenge will be the altitude there. It's around 3,000 or 4,000 foot above sea level, so I think the air is fairly thin and it's hard in that sense. But
so what have you been doing to prepare for that, or is there a way that you can prepare for that here in Ireland?
No, not really. I suppose I've just been sort of doing a bit of running on my own and around the city, you know, just trying to keep the fitness up a bit. But you know, I'm not planning on breaking any records, so I just look forward to getting around. And you know, I think it's a bit of a party atmosphere at the whole thing, and it's not about the time; it's more about getting it done, and you know, and who it's for, and what it's highlighting.
And why did you decide to go at VLM, and what was it that you thought was important to highlight?
Yeah, like I suppose I've come to get to know Father Michael McCullough, and so he has said mass a few times for the team before games and that, so kind of met him through that, and then
no bias there at all.
No, none at all. Exactly. I know, but you know, and I always get on well with him, and then I met him at a few functions, and a mutual friend in KN Networks mentioned to me would I be interested. Michael had mentioned it to him, and he was willing to sponsor us to go over, so no, it's that's sort of how it came about, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
And do you raise funds for it, or do you go basically as an ambassador? Are you like raising the issue? What is it that you'll be doing?
Yeah, like anything I can raise is going to be an advantage. You know, there's a link on the VLM website, vlm.ie, for if anyone wants to donate. But I think it's more getting it out there. They're looking for volunteers all the time, which is a huge part of it. Every summer they're sending out a lot. They've sent over 200 at this stage, and it's sort of getting VLM out there and getting the volunteers and giving Father Michael a hand, you know, so sort of what I'm hoping to do.
It'd be nice to get out of this rain anyway, won't it?
Yeah, it will. It's not a nice day today, and we're there for 3 days, and the first day we're there, we're going down to see the school for the deaf that was set up. I'm going down with Father Stephen Monaghan, and he was part of the crew that set that school up, so it's going to be good to see that. He's ran through a lot of it, and it's an interesting place, and I'm looking forward to that and seeing some of the culture down there, you know, as well. And he said it's a eye-opening experience.
Have you been there before?
I've never been to Africa before in my life, so looking forward to something new. And we're there for 3 days, you know, it's a short stop, but I'd say it'll be hectic, and looking forward to it.
And is your fiance going with you?
She's not, unfortunately. She's teaching, so she can't get the time off school, and she's the kids to take care of. So she would have loved to come and seen it as well, but and hopefully another time we'll get to do it, and maybe go over and try and do a bit of volunteering ourselves, you know, in the future when we have more time.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think you'll go back? Do you see this as a long-term project that you might go back to regularly?
Yeah, from what I've seen so far, you know, and what I've been told about the experience over there is completely different to what you see, you know, but what they've gone through with me to date, you know, it seems like a really worthy cause, and there's a lot of good work that goes on there. So anything I can do for that there would be a pleasure to help them. And, you know, definitely we'd love to go out and try and, you know, help them out there. You know, you're not going to make a difference in 3 days. So hopefully maybe get out for a longer spell at some stage and, you know, try and do some good work.
And what are your expectations? As you say, everybody says it's quite different to what you might expect.
I suppose I'm going in with an open mind. I suppose when I was growing up, I would have seen a lot of images coming from Ethiopia, and from what they're telling me, you know, within VLM they're trying to get away from that. So at the start, I suppose, like from what I'd seen growing up, I was expecting something like that. But from what I've seen since then, I don't expect it. You know, it's a place that obviously has poverty, and but it's an up and coming economy. So it'll be interesting to see the stage they're at, and you know, and then the work that's done within the school is probably the most interesting thing. You know, see how they set up the school. You know, I've seen, so I work in construction myself, so sort of noticing the building there. You know, it looks like a very, you know, a very good building from the pictures, and it'll be interesting to see how they set it up and what way they went about it over the last few years.
Yeah. And VLM was involved with the setting up of the school as well.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, it's a school for deaf children. And it's I think it's, as far as I know, it's around four years old now. So yeah, the Father Stephen, he had a lot to do with the setting up of it. So I definitely, I'm going down there with him. So you're going with the creator. So I think it'll be interesting to see his viewpoint on everything and discuss how they went about it all. So I'm really looking forward to that, and hopefully there's something we can do in the future with it too.
And you launched it all yesterday in Croke Park. Did you get a good reception?
Yeah, very good. And the media were there. There's, you know, they're very very good, and fingers crossed, you know, it comes across well and in the papers and that, and there's a bit of, it's highlighting the charity, and it was a very, very good day, you know, and yeah, like it couldn't have went any better, I don't think.